The Joint Eruptus Committee on International Surrogacy has made 32 recommendations following a three-month examination of international surrogacy in Ireland. Among the recommendations are the establishment of a national surrogacy register and that the regulation and recognition of international surrogacy needs to be instituted as quickly as possible. Another recommendation is that provision is made for retrospective recognition of parenthood, something Cathy Wheatley from the Irish Families Through Surrogacy welcomes.
I have 2.5-year-old twins, Ted and Elsie, at home, and it means that, you know, finally, if it's enacted, I'll be recognised as being their parent. And anybody who's gone down a surrogacy journey has already gone through an arduous journey to get there, and to not have that legal recognition, it's hard to take, not for us, but for our children and how it affects their daily lives.
Annette Hickey, a surrogacy solicitor, said the recommendations, if enacted, would make surrogacy more transparent.
By bringing in these safeguards and regulation, we have ensured, and the government will ensure, that surrogacy in Ireland will be a safe, ethical process, and that nobody should have any fear or concerns about exploitation. The only way to safeguard the best interests and welfare of everybody in the process is regulation, and that's what's been proposed there today.
Solicitor Annette Hickey. We can talk now to the chair of the Joint Eruptus Committee on International Surrogacy, Jennifer Whitmore of the Social Democrats. Very good afternoon to you, Deputy Whitmore. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon. This is all in the context of the Health Assisted Reproduction Bill 2022, which is making its way through the Eruptus at the moment. And you've made a series of recommendations to amend that bill to take into account the situation in relation to international surrogacy. What are your key recommendations?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you for having me on today, Brian. So the AHR bill actually deals with domestic surrogacy in Ireland. So it proposes and sets up a legislative system to deal with domestic surrogacy. But unfortunately, it's silent on international surrogacy, and it's also silent on dealing with the retrospective issues that parents like Cathy experience when it comes to, you know, bringing their children home to Ireland. That mothers in particular have no rights to no legal rights to those children. So the Joint Committee, its role was to actually look at the issues relating to international surrogacy and really taking into consideration the rights, the interests and the welfare of children, surrogates and intending parents in that role. So as you said, we have 32 recommendations. Key from those recommendations is that parental orders, and so therefore the legal right of parents to their children should be acknowledged and provided for very quickly within whatever framework is put in place. And really importantly, this must apply to both parents, because that is not the situation at the moment. At the moment, mothers do not have a legal right to their own genetic children if they're born through surrogacy and brought back to Ireland. Other important recommendations relate to citizenship rights for those children, and also establishing a set of criteria which will safeguard the surrogate's children and the intending parents. So a list of criteria recommendations that the parents, intending parents, will have to provide in order to obtain that parental order.
And would this apply, in the view of the committee, regardless of where the surrogacy was carried out, regardless of which country around the world?
So one of the key recommendations is that surrogacy would not be allowed for, provided for, if it is in a country that explicitly prohibits it. So it must be available and legally available within a country. So that would be a key thing. But really, what we're looking at is making sure that the process, no matter which country it's in, that the process is as ethical and safe for all the people on that journey as possible.
So even if a mother is paid to act as a surrogate in another country, that you don't think should have any bearing on how that case is dealt with here?
So what the committee has actually recommended is that we would allow for, that the government should allow for compensation and compensated payments. So at the moment, the AHR, which deals with domestic surrogacy, that provides for altruistic surrogacy. But actually, altruistic in the context of the AHR bill allows for reasonable expenses to be borne and for a surrogate to be paid for reasonable expenses. The committee took that model on board and is actually making the recommendation recommendation that if for international surrogacy that the same model be used. However, we have also recommended that the AHR bill is amended to better reflect that payment, because we don't believe it really altruistic is the word that should be used. It should be it is actually a compensated payment, both on a domestic and an international forum.
All right, Jennifer Whitmore from the Social Democrats, Chair of the Joint Oireachtas Committee on International Surrogacy. Thank you very much for that.